Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Wednesday the 6th of March, and as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only, so please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. All right, well, just before we kick off, as usual, if you like what you hear on this free podcast, we'd love you to sign up for marcustoday.com.au membership. You can sign up there for a two-week free trial. We'd love to have you on board as part of the community. And lots of lovely articles and lots of lovely recommendations and money-making ideas, of course, in the newsletter. And we also have a very active and very worthwhile Facebook discussion group, which is exclusive to our members. So we'd love to have you on board. In the meantime, the index closed up 9.3 points, shrugging off the US woes, up 0.12%, 77.33.5 was the close. We opened at 77.17.7. We had a high of 77.38.2, so we're not far off the high for the day. 76.95.2 was our low. Relatively narrow trading range today, but the real standout winners were, once again, the banking sector, which just continues to push ever higher and higher. We are very close to an all-time high for the big bank basket, which closed at $208.37, up 1.1%. Pretty much 1% across the board gains to the banks, CBA, ANZ, Westpac and NABs. Macquarie trailing a bit, up only 0.5%. Insurers not doing much. ASX up 0.4%. We had the REITs a little bit better in places. Goodman Group up 0.3, Centre Group up 1.9, and Vicinity up 0.8%. Industrials, well, it was a bit of a wishy-washy day for industrials, although Wesfarmers has managed a 0.7% gain, as did Transurban, up 1.1%. But the tech sector in a bit of strife. WiseTech down 2.6% and Xero down 0.91%. We had the Alltech index down 1%. Woolies and Coles both lost around 0.8%. Car Group down 1.4% as well. Qantas down 2.2%. Healthcare stocks a little bit mixed. We had CSL down 0.3% and ResMed down 1.7% there. Looking at resources, well, the three amigos, BHP, Rio and Fortescue, all eased back. Rio, the worst of the bunch, down 0.9%. Lithium stocks managed to escape the wrath to some extent that we saw in the US last night. Pilbara was only down 0.2%. Mineral resources up 0.2%. IGO down 1.4%. Liontown up, down 2.4% there. Nickel Industries up 3.2% today, though. Gold, perversely, we saw the bullion price kick higher. In Aussie dollar terms, the bullion price is very nice, $3,263. Unfortunately, seemed the big rise was yesterday. We had Northern Star down 0.6, Newmont down 0.7%. Oil and gas stocks mixed, Woodside up 0.8, Santos down 0.6% there. In corporate news today, there was a little bit around and about. The big news, I guess, of the day was satire, if you can call it news. There was an article in the AFR this morning regarding satire and the company, the way it pays import duties for Australian customers. Stock fell 14.4% today. Now, let's put some context around it. It closed at $3.99. It opened at $3.80. It had a low of $3.41 and it had a high of $4.21. Don't forget that Dean Mintz, the founder of Satire, sold 7.2% of his holding at $4.63. So no doubt, this morning, once that article was read, we did see red being the operative word across the screen, stop losses going off, and a little panic, a little murder on the dance floor, as Sophie would say. And certainly there was some panic this morning in Satire, but things did steady a little bit after the company came out with its rebuttal. I must admit I wasn't completely convinced about the rebuttal, but still, a rebuttal is a rebuttal, and you should never poo-poo a poo-poo, as General Melchett would say. As far as other news goes today, we did see Dicker Data as well under some pressure, down 10%. Looks like the founder has sold down his holding as a result of a recent divorce. IRE also in the spotlight today. Iress down 6%. They did deny that they had been approached. And MFG was one of the winners today, up nearly 8% on the back of better funds under management numbers. Still outflows, but a meagre trickle as opposed to the floodgates opened. As far as economic news goes today, well, it was all about the GDP. Came in at 0.2% for the last quarter, which was below estimates, which does help the market and did help it turn around from being negative. It does help the market in respect of the fact that we could see rate cuts from the RBA sooner rather than later. Most analysts and economics specialists are going for September with another one before Christmas, but that GDP number coming in at 1.5% or 0.2% for the last quarter certainly helped bring forward perhaps some of the economists' recommendations there for rate cuts from the RBA. In Asian trade, we got, let's get the latest because they've just started trading after the lunchtime break. A little bit of a higgledy-piggledy session so far. We have got the Nikkei pretty much unchanged. We've got Hang Seng up 1.9 in Hong Kong and China rather pretty much unchanged as well. As far as Dow futures go, well, the Dow currently pretty flat, down around 4 points, and NASDAQ up around 50 points. Of course, it is Super Tuesday in the US. Results coming through. Joe Biden looks like he's going to secure the Democratic nomination without too much trouble. And it looks as if Donald Trump will secure the Republican nomination without too much trouble. And the war of words has already begun with Donald Trump talking about inflation killing the middle class in America, and that Joe Biden is the worst president ever. Well, nearly ever. Anyway, that is the US political scene at the moment. As far as the winners go today, and the winners for Grinner's Circle, let's run through them. MFG did well today. That's Magellan Financial, up 7.9%. 2 million shares traded there. Strike Exploration bouncing back a little bit, not a lot. 10 million shares traded, 4.88% there. Zip, well, they continue to zip higher. They've smashed through my $1 target, 4.5% higher. 41 million shares traded in that one, closing at $1.17. Well, so much for my hope that it would get to a dollar. It's got to that and more. ALQ as well doing well today, up nearly 4%, million shares traded. Main Pharma is doing well as well, up 3.4% on 360,000 shares. And Codan, which is good for metal detectors. They make metal detectors and very popular in West Africa with villages there, up 3.4%, 305,000 shares traded, of course. A very, very good record. Gold price certainly helping drive metal detector sales there. Satire in the loser's corner, in the naughty corner on the naughty step today. Satire was the naughtiest of the naughty, down 14.4%. 16 million shares traded today. Dicker Data also suffering, 10.0% down, 2 million shares. LTM, Arcadium, Arcadium Lithium in the lithium space, down 9.7%, 7 million shares traded today. That was on the back of that Albemarle capital raise that saw the stock drop around 18% last night. AX1, Accent 1, down 7.5% today. They were ex-dividend, but not that much. 2 million shares traded. Iress, IRE, down 6%. 2 million shares traded, and 360, Life 360, well, they lost 5% today as well. A little bit of profit taking creeping in on the back of the tech sector sell-off in the US. 5% down, 2 million shares traded. Same applied with Aussie Broadband, down 4.8%, and Nanosonics, 4.6% down, a million shares traded today there. Positive sectors today, well, to be honest, it was really the banks. That was it today. Negative sectors, really were iron ore and the tech. The rest of it was a bit of a muddle through, to say the least. We had the big bank basket up to $208.37, up 1.1%. The all tech index down 1%. We had gold in Aussie dollar terms, 3,263. Volatility continues in Bitcoin, and we've currently got Bitcoin around 64,388. Did hit 69,000 briefly, back down to 61,000. It is all over the place. We have got 10-year yields as well. Just get the latest on the yield situation. Last I saw was 4.01, which was pretty steady what it was overnight. 4.01 it is. And Asian markets we have done, Dow futures we have done. Major movers and shakers today, ones that we haven't covered. Let's have a little look there. MGX doing well, that's Mount Gibson, up 3.3%. We did see Select Harvest going nuts today. They were up 2.4%. We did have an announcement they were ceasing to be a substantial shareholder. Plenty, well, it was the land of plenty today. They were on trading up 11.5% on a million shares. They did hit 76.5 cents. So a pretty good day for them, closing at 72.5 cents. We had ARR. It does what it says on the tin. American Rare Earths up 8.9% today. They had an update on the Halleck Creek project. And Talga continues to find friends. They, of course, a Scandinavian end-to-end critical metals company, 5.4% higher. On the woe side of things, SQ2 not doing so well today. They were down nearly 3%. We also had a stock called CYL, which was Catalyst Metals, falling 7.2%. Not huge volume, 385,000 shares. Paragon, which had a really good day yesterday on the back of the merger with CH2. They were down nearly 7% today after that big run yesterday. What the Lord giveth, the Lord snatcheth back with both paws. IODM, IOD being the stock code there, was down 7.6%, 330,000 shares traded. And PAA, which is Farm Ost, was down nearly 7%, 2 million shares traded on that one. They have been a speculative stock of the day at times. A speculative stock of the day, well, we had two today, both coming off at the end of the day, but this one, Atomo Diagnostics, there is a blast in the past, AT1, closing at 3.1 cents, up 14.8%, 48 million shares traded today. Fair to say, it was a pretty volatile trading session, and you do get the feeling that it was a hot copper punters special. They opened at 3 cents, they had a high of 6 cents, they had a low of 3 cents, closing at 3.1 cents. They did secure a significant order for their self-test for HIV from LMIC Territories. That is from under the Mylan brand for supply to a number of low and middle income countries. Isn't that nice to be called a low and middle income country? Anyway, I'm sure there are some around. So that was the reason for that one. The other one that did quite well today was 1AD, which is Adelanta Limited, up 16%, another pretty volatile session. 73 million shares traded today, closing at 2.9 cents. They opened at 2.6. They had a high of 4.1 and a low of 2.6 cents. They did reveal positive AD214 Phase 1 extension study results. A bit of a heads up there if you're interested in those stocks. As far as company news goes today, ANZ in the news finalised the sale of its 16.5% stake in AMMB Holdings through a block trade. They did hint at capital management as well. The ASX came out with their February activity report, a total average daily value of $6.89 billion, which was better than a year ago. Just shows you what a bull market can do. Metcash completed its SPP. Dicker Data, David Dicker sold 18.3 million shares as a result of his divorce. The total FUM for Magellan Financial was up to 37.2 billion from 36.3. A lot of that would have had market move implications, because the market goes up, their funds under management go up, but that's still a good sign. They did have a little bit of outflows, but not much. Iress has responded to ASX price query with a Sergeant Schultz. They don't have any reason. They don't know anything. And we did get Clarity Pharmaceuticals additional reporting of Cobra results as well. And it detects lesions in 2 millimeter range. As far as economic news goes today, we did get the Australian gross domestic product rising 0.2%. 0.3 was the forecast. Government final consumption expenditure rose 0.6% this quarter after a 1.5% increase in the September quarter. Also in the newsletter, we've got the highlights from the ABS roundup over the last quarter. So that's a good picture of where we are at the moment. As far as Asian news goes today, Bank of Japan will probably need at least 9 years, it says, to normalize its balance sheet. And it's widely expected to kick off that process this month or in April by ditching the negative interest rates. There you go. It's had negative interest rates since I was wearing short trousers. OpenAI has released Musk emails to show he backed for-profit plans. The Bayer CEO calls the German group badly broken as he holds off on a split. And it is a big day in the UK today. It's the UK budget day. Jeremy Hunt widely expected to cut some taxes in the hope he will be able to gather some support to get the Conservative Party re-elected. And of course, it is also a big day in terms of Jerome Powell and that testimony up on the Hill. Certainly expecting to hear news of that. I think that will come through 2 a.m. Thursday morning in our time, and that will probably be the big driver of the market tomorrow. Well, that's it from me. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening, and of course, as usual, we will be back again tomorrow. And if you liked what you heard on this podcast, thanks very much for your support. Sign up to marcustoday.com.au for a 14-day free trial. Love to have you on board.